Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Astromind 2012 show, and I am here, your host, with Roy. Roy, are you there?
I want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Ethan?
Well, I just like to talk a little bit about the Federation and the alliance of the alien race that they call themselves the Galactic Federation. And what I'd like to talk about is what thoughts are on that, about their messages that they have for the human race.
Well, we know that we're not all alone in the universe, number one. And, you know, and these beings, you know, they use, you know, all of their brain, where we only use 10%. So, you know, they've been around for, you know, a lot longer than we've been, and, you know, and I feel they have some good information, you know, to share with us. The main thing is, you know, being open to that information and to allow that to be, you know, part of, you know, what we're experiencing, you know, and help us. You know, we just have to accept the help. And what's your feelings on that, Ethan?
Well, it's interesting how they are, how they said that they don't communicate with psychics, and they don't channel, and they're not channelers, but they say that they communicate through the beams, and they transmit through our beams, our solar beams, to trick the draconian race. And I'm sure there are many types of different races, just like we have different races on Earth. And this had to do with, you know, some people say it has to do with Cain, because we have different races and skin color. So I'm thinking when this happened, it almost created a ripple effect where a lot of these alien beings also have different races in their DNA. If you think of it that way, you know, I could be wrong on that perception, but, you know, I think the Bible has a lot of messages and meanings in it, because if you believe it's real, then it's real. If you believe that it don't exist, then it don't. But whatever, it's whatever you believe. But I believe it has even its own messages, and everything in life has messages. So the main thing is being open to all possibilities and never limit our minds to those infinite possibilities. Is there anything you want to share, Roy?
That's, you know, interesting. Main thing is, you know, like you say, we have to be open to, you know, all possibilities. And once we are, then a lot of information is going to come through. And I think more than any right now, a lot of truth is being exposed. A lot of things that, you know, that whether it be, you know, secret societies or shadow governments or whatever, you know, people are finding out the truth. Like in the Bible, it says that, you know, the truth will set us free. And, you know, and I think that's what's happening. A lot of these secrets are being revealed. People are, you know, through the internet, they're finding out more and more of what really is going on. People are slowly beginning to awaken, but there's still a lot of people that are asleep. A lot of that has to do with, you know, holding on to their beliefs and living, you know, in this mundane world. Main thing is that we don't have anything. You know, everybody believes that they have money, they have houses, they have riches. That could all be taken away in less than one day. What's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, that's very true, and we have to look in that perspective that not everything that we have we own, and we have to have, like you said, gratitude, what we do have, because that's part of one of the universal laws. And we can't allow our egos to be the ruler of our lives. We have to stay strong and stay spiritual, stay true to ourselves, to our ascension. Our ascension is important, so that we don't have to keep repeating the same mistakes. And that's something I do believe, is that karma plays a big part of our lives. I just wanted to mention that.
Well, like they say, you reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that goes for a lot of things. A lot of it has to do with our way of thinking. A lot of it has to do with our beliefs.
Very true. The main thing
is, you know, how can we give people good advice if you're not living it yourself?
Very true.
So we have to be careful what we say.
Very true.
Everything, you know, that we say is being recorded. You know, the universe is monitoring us all the time. And that's why, you know, we have to be careful what we say. Not only to ourselves, but to others. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
That's very true. I think we're always being monitored, we're always being analyzed and watched, and we really don't know half of the things that are going on in the universe because we can't travel that far. The only time when we can travel is in our dreams. And the dream world is more real than this world, I believe. I mean, we knew that as children, and now we know that as adults, you know, because we put away childish things. And so then we come into this reality knowing the difference between the child mind and the adult mind.
And that's interesting you would bring up about the astral. If you look at it in this way, that we all spend a lot of time sleeping.
Yes, we do.
So, what what do we spend most of our lifetime sleeping?
That's true.
So what is real and what is not real?
True.
So if if we're co-creating every day, then this is the illusion that we're creating.
And the funny thing is, our subconscious never sleeps.
No. I mean, we're always thinking all the time.
It's almost like our subconscious is always active.
Yeah.
It's always activating. And the conscious protects the subconscious.
You know, if we're always thinking of negative things, and what are we co-creating every day?
True. Our thoughts create energy.
Yeah. Like energy attracts like energy.
Yep. We project it. So, if that's the case, then what are the cops projecting?
Well, they're always wanting to put somebody behind bars or hurt somebody.
And that's not, that don't come from God.
No. That's not helping somebody.
No, it's not. That's putting fear.
Yeah.
So what kind of energy are they projecting? They're projecting fear.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. Now, what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think that's all part of the matrix. You can either become an agent or you can be a wayseer.
Yeah.
Because if you follow a system, then you become corrupted like the system. Because
yeah.
your mind is in that mindset, so.
So what is the matrix?
The mundane.
Yep. That's part of the grid.
Yep. That's static energy for you.
Yeah.
You know, the matrix reminds me of, like, when you turn on your television, all you get is static. To me, that's the matrix.
Yeah.
But when you get a clear picture of things, then you become the wayseer. Because now you see things in a different perspective. You don't see things as working and dying and paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see something different than what other than the police can see, or the government, or some type of leader like the Catholic Church or the Pope, then you're a wayseer.
Right.
You're not just a pawn on the checkerboard. And I guarantee there is a lot of pawns out there.
Oh, are you?
I was even telling a shaman one day on the Ornum, I told her, I said, you're not a pawn on the checkerboard.
What did that say?
She said, no, I'm not. I mean, you fly, you fly, you spread your wings and you raise above, you rise above things. But I guess it goes down to that thing of how can I stand on my own 2 feet?
Yeah. Now the main thing is getting rid of the crutch.
Yep.
We just have to find out what is the crutch.
True. Well, I think the crutch is the left brain.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with their belief system, too.
Yeah, it does.
You know, what do we keep holding on to? You know, what prevents us from moving forward?
That's true. Well, sometimes we got to use what's available to us.
Yeah. Like I told you, if you were on an island and there was only certain items there, you have to use them in the best way you can.
Yeah, it's true. You work with what you have. Then God will work. Then God will finish the rest of the details. So I think
that's
this
true.
Is the message for tonight is, you know, like if we go down to Vegas, I think we shouldn't really worry about whether we have contact or not. I think that's for God to decide.
Yeah.
That's really not for us to decide. That's for God.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can do is keep on fighting, just like the Pleiadian says. But they'll take care of the bigger picture, the bigger portion.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of negative energies out there. They don't want you to spread in the light.
No, they don't.
So they're going to put a lot of doubt or thoughts into your mind.
Yeah, they are. It's just a matter of allowing them to let them do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're either going to give in to them or you're going to say, no, I know what I can do.
I know
why I'm here.
Yep.
And where I'm going.
How do you, How do you know that guy that you talked to, how do you know he didn't work for the dark side?
Yeah.
He could have been a fallen angel.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have been sent to you to discourage you.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing, we don't know.
But I think a lot of it has to do with timing, too.
A lot of it when you're ready.
Yeah.
And when you don't feel like you're ready, then it's like going. It's like saying, okay, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, but I don't know if I'm ready. But when your mind and body and spirit tells you that you're ready, then you know you're ready.
That's true.
Or it's like saying, I think I'm ready to get married. Or I think I'm ready to get my driver's license. Or I think I'm ready to graduate. How do we know when we're ready? The question is our body and our mind and our spirit tells us. And I have this card, this angel card, and it says, the card I pulled is the angel, called the angel of listen. And what it means is, it means listen to not just your intuition, but listen to your body. Listen to your mind. Listen to the angels. Is your body telling you that you're ready, or is your body telling you that you're not ready? Can you discern when you are ready and when you're not ready? Can you use that gift that God gave you, the gift of discernment?
That's true.
That's the test. I mean, there's so many gifts that God has given us. He's given us the gift of peace, the gift of happiness, the gift of love, the gift of air, the gift of feel and touch and smell, the gift of sight. He's given us a lot of gifts to use. But the question is do we use them or do we abuse them?
Yeah. Or do we waste them?
Or do we waste them? See, if we believe that we're not ready, then we'll believe that we're never ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Shaolin monks say, here in the Shaolin, can't don't exist. Only won't.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he meant by won't is means we're telling ourselves we really don't want to do it.
Do we have any cars tonight, Edra?
Like you said, we're always in doubt, so.
Yeah.
We don't have no calls.
No calls tonight.
No calls. Just a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
So tonight's just a message night. And I'll leave that message with everybody about listening, you know, listen to your higher selves, listen to your body, what it's telling you, you know, that when you're ready, you'll know. And if you have any, you know, if you lack wisdom, ask of God.
True.
God's up all night long. And it is normal for humans to worry about things that they can't control. You know, worrying about things that haven't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
But why make them, like you say, why make it happen, right away?
Yeah.
And don't give in, like the Andromedan said, don't give in to false operations. Because this whole operation that the government has planned for you is all lies. And that's what the Andromedans were talking about. But, you know, we've all known that we've been lied to since we came on Earth, so.
Yeah.
But false operations could mean religion. It could mean, that can mean different things. That can mean government. That can mean religion. That can mean school system. That can mean a lot of government systems that they have on for you has all been a lie.
Yeah.
And then they talk about Lucifer. They don't exactly say Lucifer, but they say that the Dracos have been controlled by a massive leader. They don't talk about Lucifer, though, but that's who they're referring to when they say leader.
Yeah.
So, this is part of the thought operation that we're going through right now. Because they don't know, see, the aliens, they look at things differently. They don't look at Lucifer as a fallen angel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that he's a fallen angel, see. But what they do know is that we've been under attack and that we've called for their aid and for their help and that we've been enslaved since the beginning of time. They try to reason with the Dracos, the Andromedans. They try to reason with the Dracos, but the Dracos refuse to negotiate. And they talk about that as well. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
But it looks like we don't have any other callers right now.
Well, I think tonight we might make it short. I have to just remember I got to get up early.
Okay.
And
we haven't been on a while, so maybe this is why we haven't had much callers, so we apologize if we haven't been on.
Yeah.
But definitely we'll keep in contact, and we wish everyone a blessed night and be safe out in the astral plane for all the callers, and remember that God is up all night.
And we send all our unconditional love to everyone out there. You have a good night.